Es chazor zeichen ish b'lach ches l'shrag, and Rabbi Yehuda m'sech des kedushin taf lamed beis. Bryce asks, what's the obligation to fear one's parents? What's the obligation to honor one's parents? Bryce explains, fearing them is to not sit or stand in their place, not contradict what they say, or give an opinion. Let's say if your father has machloikis and halacha with someone else, you don't give your opinion. Honoring them is to give them to eat or to drink, to dress them and to cover them, and to bring them in, take them out. Whose money does he use to honor his parents? Rabbi Yehuda says it must come from the son's money. Rabbi Nosson Barishai says that it can even come from the father's money. Rabbi Nosson passed to Rabbi Yirmiya, or to his son, that it may come from the father's money. Bryce says, one pasuk says kabbis avicha v'yasimecha. Another pasuk says kabbis Hashem eyoncha. And we learn that just as honoring Hashem may sometimes cost a person money, the same is true for honoring one's parents. The obligation to honor one's parents. So it must mean that the money for kibud avim has to come from the son. Mar says no. The brisa may mean that the son has to give up work to do the mitzvah, but not that he has to spend money from his own to do so. Pekmar brisa says that a son may feed his father with ma'aser ani. Now, if the son has the obligation to spend money, how can he use ma'aser ani to fulfill his obligation? Mar says the brisa is referring to money for the excess needs. Pekmar, if that's true, why did Rabbi Yehuda say on the brisa that one who feeds his father with ma'aser ani should be cursed? It's only being used for the excess, not for the basic needs. Mar says still using ma'aser ani for a father is considered to be a disgrace. Pekmar, the other says in the brisa that the extent of kibud av aim is for a parent to take a wallet full of money to throw it into the sea and for the son not to get upset. This refers to lechari the son's money, or else why would he get upset? Mar says no, it's the parent's money, and the reason the son would get upset is because he stands to inherit that money. As we find, Rav Huna once tore fancy clothing in front of his son to see if he would get angry. In fact, but if he would have gotten angry at his father, Rav Huna would have caused his son to be over, and he was so Rav Huna himself is lechari being over the lava of the evil asita michshol. Mar says Rav Huna was meichel for his honor that was due to him, therefore it would not be an iser. But how is he over on Baltashkos by ripping the clothing? Mar said he ripped it on the seam, so therefore when it wasn't Baltashkos, he can put it back together. But he did so when Rabba was already angry at something else, he would not notice that it was being ripped on the seam. Zachmar, after hearing Rabbi Yehuda correct his father, Rabbi Cheskel, by telling him that he had the wrong version of a brisa, Shmuel said to him, you're not supposed to correct your father like that. As the brisa says, if a person sees his father being over on something in the Torah, he should just mention the pasuk that teaches the iser and should not even correct him directly. Elazar ben Masya said, if my father asks me for water and I have another mitzvah to do, I will do the other mitzvah first, because both me and my father are obligated to do the other mitzvah. Isi ben Yehuda says, if there is someone else to do the other mitzvah, he should have the other person do the other mitzvah, and he should go ahead and serve his father. Masna Paskin, like Isi ben Yehuda. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shila, in the name of Masna, in the name of Chista, said, if a father is meichel on the honor due to him, it's an effective mechila. However, if a Rebbe is meichel on the honor due to him, it's not effective. Rabbi Yitzchak said that even a Rebbe's mechila is effective, as we see that Hashem went in front of the Yidden. Rabbi said Hashem is different. It's his world, it's his Torah, and therefore he can be meichel on his honor. However, the Torah is not the Rebbe's, and therefore he cannot be meichel. Rabbi later said, the Torah actually does belong to the Rebbe. Like the pasuk says, we find that when Rabbi was serving drinks at his son's weddings, and in that way he was meichel on his honor, he was yet upset when some of the Rabbanim didn't stand up for him. We see that he holds that his mechila was not effective. And a similar story took place with our papa when he was serving drinks. Mar says, you're right. But although the mechila was effective, it really is effective, but they still felt that they had an honor that was due to them that should have been given to them anyway. Rav Ashi said, even according to the view that a Rebbe could be meichel on his honor, a Nasi could not effectively be meichel on his honor. In fact, the Mara Brisa said that Rabbi Gamliel, who was a Nasi, served drinks at his son's wedding, so we see that a Nasi could be meichel on his honor. Mara said it must be that this is what Rav Ashi said, that even according to the view that a Nasi who was meichel on his honor, he can do so effectively, a king who was meichel on his honor could not do so effectively because of the pasuk of Soim Tosin Alecha Melech, which teaches that the king's fear must be on you always. Zakt Gemara Vaita, Brisa says the pasuk of Mipnei Seiva Tokim. Based on that, we would think that this includes an old man who is a Rasha as well, Mipnei Seiva. The pasuk therefore says Zaken, which refers to a Talmud Chacham, like the pasuk says, Esfali Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi Aglidi says the word Zaken is a contraction of Ze Kana Chachman, refers to a Talmud Chacham. We would think that we must stand up for this Zaken even if he's far away. The pasuk therefore says, Tokim Vehadar to the teacher, you only need to stand up for him if we'll bring honor to the Zaken, meaning if he's nearby. We would think that the obligation is to honor him with money. The pasuk therefore says, Tokim Vehadar to, just like standing up doesn't cost you money, so too the entire obligation does not have to cost you money. We would think that one must even stand up for him in a bathroom or a bathhouse. The pasuk therefore teaches, Tokim Vehadar to, you only need to stand up for him in a place where doing so will bring him honor. We would think that you can make believe that you don't see the Zaken. The pasuk therefore teaches, Tokim v'yareisa. The teacher, Hashem knows what you saw and what's in your heart. Hashem Allah says the pasuk of Zaken v'yareisa teaches that the Zaken should not trouble people to stand up for him, meaning he should take a route that won't cause people to have to stand up for him. Isi ben Yehuda says, Mipnei Seiva Tokim. This teaches to include every type of old person. In fact, the Rabbi Yosef Lili, the Chari is saying the same thing as the Tanakhama. Mar said the difference would be if one must stand for a young Chacham. The Tanakhama would say he does not need to stand for such a Chacham. Rabbi Yosef Lili, who says that the Zaken means Chachma, that has nothing to do with age, would say that one does need to stand up for a young Chacham. Rabbi Yosef Lili says if the Tanakhama was right, the Pasuk should have said Mifnei Seva Zaken Tokum. Instead, the Torah separates Seva and Zaken. They teach that one must stand for an elder even if he's not a Chacham, and for a Chacham even if he's not an elder. The Tanakhama says the reason Zaken was written later in the Pasuk is so that should be closer to the word of Yeresa, like for the drasha taught later in the Brisa. The Tanakhama says, if Rabbi Yosef Lili is right, the Pasuk should write the words Tokum V'Adarta for an elder, and then again for a Chacham. Since it combines this into writing it once, it teaches that the person must be an elder and a Chacham.